This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The conversation about bonds the past couple of weeks here and elsewhere in the economic and sometimes of late the mainstream press has been about government bonds. Yields have been going up from 3.5% or so back in May to 4.8% today, 5% on Monday if you were paying attention. And that's been happening as investors have finally taken the hint, and by investors I mean bond traders, that the Fed is going to keep interest rates higher for longer given how strong this economy still is. See also that 4.9% GDP growth number. Now, we care about rising bond yields because they make a whole lot of other things more expensive. Mortgages, for one. Credit card debt and municipal debt for two more. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, corporate debt has been getting more expensive too.
Corporate bond yields have been rising at an even faster pace than government bond yields, hitting recent highs.
Levels that surpassed October of last year, which were kind of the post-Great Financial Crisis highs, now we're even above that.
That's Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at CreditSights. She says that's in large part because investors are getting a little more concerned.
That corporate America, which has a pretty hefty amount of debt outstanding, is now going to have to pay more to refinance that debt.
Corporations issue new debt all the time. They already have existing bonds, and those bonds mature. So now that new bonds are more expensive, they might have to make some decisions on where to cut back.
Ranging from capital expenditures to mergers and acquisitions, building a new factory somewhere.
That's John Bai, a finance professor at Northeastern University. He says some of those decisions can be easy to make. Maybe a company builds two factories instead of four. But other decisions can be painful. If interest rates get too high?
The other lever, unfortunately, that companies will likely pull is, number one, cut down on R&D, and number two, cut on labor force.
That said, many companies aren't necessarily at the point where they have to start cutting back. Matteo Arena, a professor at Marquette University, says a lot of companies re-upped their debt a few years ago when interest rates were low. Thinking was?
Even if we don't need this money in the next 2 years, we probably need the money 5-10 years from now. We borrow now, this bond is going to be good for 20-30 years.
And a lot of those same companies have a lot of cash on hand, in large part because consumers are still spending. Guy Labat, Janney Montgomery Scott, says that's reduced the need for new debt.
Corporations are earning more revenues, and they have those revenues in part to pay off some of their existing debt load.
Labat says when you look at how corporate debt compares to corporate earnings, that ratio is looking pretty healthy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.